Earl Stewart on Cars. Heard Tuesday from 4 till 6 p.m. And here's Earl Stewart's automotive tip of the day on 900 a.m. The Talk of the Palm Beaches.
Good morning. This is Earl. That's Earl Stewart of Earl Stewart on Cars. That's a show that plays right on this station, 900 a.m. The Talk of the Palm Beaches, every Tuesday from 4 to 6 p.m. The show is recorded on Tuesdays, by the way. Replayed on Saturdays and Sundays from 4 to 6, same time slot. It's a two-hour show. We got a team of experts, one of whom is my wife, Nancy Stewart, my co-host. We've also got Alan Dampier, collision repair auto insurance guy. And we have Rick Kearney, who is a computer scientist, we call him. He's a technician that knows everything about cars. It's a two-hour show, but what you're listening to now is a two-minute show. We call it the tip of the day. Tip of the day is a little mini tip to make your life a little bit easier, safer. When you're dealing with a car dealer, avoid being ripped off by your car dealer. Now, my tip for today was I was reminded of this because Nissan recently settled with their owners of the Takata airbag-equipped cars for $81 million. In case you haven't read the paper or watched television lately, the Takata airbag is a very dangerous airbag that is defective and has caused a number of deaths. And unfortunately, the airbag replacements aren't available to fix these cars. So my reminder to you is when you buy a car, this is my tip of the day, you buy a used car, be sure you check with National Highway Traffic Safety Association to see if your car has a recalled Takata airbag. Very simple to do. You put the VIN number of the car you think about buying into the website computer for NHTSA, and the website address is safercar.gov, safercar.gov, G-O-V. Put the VIN number in. Be sure that used car you're thinking about buying does not have a recall got airbag. That's my tip of the day. Be back every weekday about this time with another tip for you. Have a great day, and goodbye.